From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan, who's off getting a beautiful dark tan at the beach. We start the show off with an album I've been dying to hear since I first learned about it at the beginning of the year. It's by a band called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. It's a new group featuring Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mole. The two are dating, they've created their own record label called Chimera Music, and their new album is a totally infectious, trippy, psychedelic folk record straight out of the 1960s. It's called Acoustic Sessions. The album isn't out until October, and as the name says, it's all acoustic, but they've released a more orchestrated version of one of the standout cuts. From The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, this song is called Jardin du Luxembourg.
Counting in a terrible breeze. Put on your new pants and move out to France. All the skeletons in your closet are rummaging through your clothes, looking through your shoeboxes and pockets. The wrappers and dumb love notes. People say the shape of anything you please. The dust from the trails under your fingernails. The leaves in the Luxembourg garden are showing their true colors. They're blushing, they're begging your pardon, 'cause time's a jealous lover.
From The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, that was Jardin du Luxembourg. The band's new album, Acoustic Sessions, is out October 26th, but we'll have the whole thing online for you to hear a week early as part of our exclusive First Listen series. Sarah Blasco is a singer-songwriter from Australia with a beautiful new CD called As Day Follows Night. She wrote and recorded the album in Stockholm, Sweden with Bjorn Ittling of Peter, Bjorn, and John. Blasco writes songs that are utterly charming, but also a little mysterious and moody. For her new record, she avoided using any electric guitars and instead added a saxophone and musical saw. This song from Sarah Blasco and her album As Day Follows Night is called Down on Love.
Lately you've been down on luck, crying out to the man above. I believe in miracles, but a miracle you can't control. You gotta find the strength inside to lead you out of here. One step guides another till the way becomes clear. Lately you've been down on love. You believe that it's a poison cup. Love it takes a leap of faith, and faith will guide you all your days. And all your life you've waited for someone to understand, to wake you up and speak your name. how'd you lose your faith in life? What brought you to your knees tonight? I believe in answered prayers, but the answers are found everywhere. So open up your windows and unlock the doors. Hear them whispered in the night down cold, lonely halls.
That's Australian singer-songwriter Sarah Blasco from her new album As Day Follows Night. That song is called Down on Love. Australia's national radio network Triple J has already named it Album of the Year, and Blasco has been nominated for 5 ARIAs, that's Australia's equivalent of the Grammys. Siskiyou is a new project featuring the songs of Colin Hubert. Hubert got his start in the folk rock band Great Lakes Swimmers, but he never had time to work on his own music until he left the group in 2008. Hubert says he wanted to remove the brain from the songwriting process, so he recorded a batch of new songs spontaneously without any real idea of where they were going or what they were about. Hubert recorded the album in unusual places, in stairwells, bathrooms, and on the beach. The result is an intimate and entirely unaffected new album from Siskiyou. It's self-titled, and this song is called Never Ever, Ever Ever Again.
Never ever, ever.
That's Colin Hubert, otherwise known as Siskiyou, and that song was Never Ever, Ever Ever Again from his self-titled album. It's out September 7th, but Siskiyou is already recording a follow-up record. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. is not the best name for a band, but the music the group makes is inspired. The group features Josh Epstein and Daniel Zott, their two friends from Detroit, Michigan, with a shared love of hip-hop and folk. On the band's new EP, Horsepower, they mix sometimes heavy drum machine rhythms with gently strummed guitars and samples. They also have great harmonies and super catchy melodies. From Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. and the Horsepower EP, this song is Nothing But Our Love. That's the Detroit-based duo Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. from the band's debut EP, Horsepower. The song is called Nothing But Our Love. The band's first full-length album is due out in November. Isobel Campbell got her start in the late 1990s as one of the founding members of the chamber pop group Bell and Sebastian. Since then, the Scottish singer and cellist has gone on to have a strong solo run and a regular side project with Screaming Trees singer Mark Lanigan. Both Campbell and Lanigan have incredibly distinctive voices that really complement each other beautifully. They're about to release their third album together. It's called Hawk, and this song is Come Undone.
Stumble and I fall, the time is on my side. Don't make sense of it all, despite my foolish pride. It's got me on my knees, tearing up my heart. I'm shaking at my bones, tearing me apart. I can't get close to you. I come undone. I come undone. Come undone. Babe, I come undone. Take its toll. Time can break your heart. And if I had the chance, we'd never have to part. Took my only flame, took my one desire, threw it all away, went jumping in the fire. I can't get close to you. Come undone. Come undone. Come undone. Baby, come undone.
Come undone.
come undone, come undone, bear my come undone.
That's Isabel Campbell of the band Belle and Sebastian and Screaming Trees frontman Mark Lanegan together on the song Come Undone. It's from their upcoming album Hawk. In addition to Lanegan, the album also features former Smashing Pumpkins guitarist James Iha and singer Willie Mason. We end the show with another album Mark Lanegan appears on. It's a deluxe reissue of the Queens of the Stone Age record, Rated R. Lanegan is just one of the supporting artists who appeared on the breakout album when it was first released in 2000. Now Queens of the Stone Age are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the record with a deluxe version that includes B-sides, previously unreleased tracks, and a live concert. From Rated R and Queens of the Stone Age, this song is The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret. I'm Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.